Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just to draw your attention that the statement parties do not see a need to update most of the current documents does not include that one party which considered that additional guidance could be need for additional guidance could be assessed, and this statement either needs to be deleted or a reference to that one party should be added. For example, parties do not see a need to update most of the current guidance except of one party. The next comment is about bilateral and multilateral agreements. I would like to draw your attention that paragraph D is basically very similar conclusions to the decisions taken previously, a decision 6/2, paragraph 3F, and decision 7/1, paragraph 3F, which reads exactly like this. It can, of course, be this statement now makes the language a little bit softer and doesn't repeat the language of the previous decisions of the meeting of the parties that acknowledge that there is a need for bilateral and multilateral agreements. With regard to the adjusting the questioner, I would like to recall that at the eighth meeting of the working group, it was presented the position of the parties that and comments of the parties to the questioners, as well as the comments by the consultants to the secretariats, with the suggestion to adjust the questioners. And of course, the committee, it seems at the time that the working group agreed that the adjustment of the questioners would be needed, but of course the committee may assess that once again. And final remark, with the changes introduced, that would mean that the points regarding the findings of the sixth review of implementation will no longer fully correspond to the findings in the official document containing these reviews of implementation, and the secretariat will put a footnote that the working group decided to adjust those findings or took note only of some of them, not the full text.